You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hey, welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, functional nutritionist, Akashic soul record reader, and intuitive nourishment guide. And today, we have your monthly Akashic soul nourishment reading for April. So yes, I am coming in a little early because April 1st is later this week. But we had a powerful full moon, and I thought, why not? Let's chime in a little early and plan for the upcoming month and really ride the waves of these energies that we're experiencing, which in my personal life and some of those around me has been pretty intense over the past week. So we'll first dive into this month's reading from the Akashic Records, and then we'll check in on the moon, this past full moon, and the energies of the cosmos this week. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. The first thing that I would recommend is that if you are not familiar with the Akashic Records, you can go ahead and check out my podcast episode, Akashic Records 101, Accessing Powerful Soul Messages for Clarity, Healing, and Growth. That's episode 56, way back when, over 100 episodes ago. But in that episode, I break down what the Akashic Records are, how I came to know them, work with them, and access them. And then I give you a little bit of insight into these readings. So these Akashic Soul Nourishment readings are essentially intuitive readings channeled by me for the collective, for anybody who is tuning in and listening to this Feed Your Wild podcast episode right now. So if you are listening to this, yes, 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 this message, there is something in here for you. We are working across all timelines and dimensions. The Akashic Records are beyond time space. And so while it may not seem necessarily possible, that how could we know that you were going to listen to this episode? Believe me, they know. And here you are. So I always suggest that you tune in with an open mind and an open heart. Take a listen, receive, and hold on to what resonates and run away with it and do what you will with it and leave whatever doesn't resonate. Leave the rest. This is really all about supporting you in where you're at and anything that can be helpful to you in this time. I felt called to do these collective readings. I actually was told through the Akashic Records to do these readings for the collective because we were coming into some pretty transformative times, obviously. And so these have been a monthly touchstone for the collective of this podcast. So all of the listeners that are tuning in from all over the world, I love you and I so appreciate your energy and your presence. When I open up the Akashic Records for the collective, for all of you listening in, and for us to receive the message for this particular month, I feel the connectedness and it keeps getting stronger and stronger every month. So thank you for tuning in and for your participation in this. These readings might have a different flavor each month, and sometimes they come in really strong and quick. Sometimes it's almost as if someone is dictating to me. Other times it's a little bit more abstract and visual and like a movie. And so then I'm trying to capture that in words. And so, yeah, depending on what the message is and the source of the information, where it's coming from, the voices that are present, our guides, it's different every month. So let's tune into April, and I'll go ahead and dive straight into the reading that I received, and then we'll do a little post-reading discussion and talk about these energetic influences. All right, so buckle up. Here we go for the Akashic Soul Nourishment reading for April 2021. The God Being, the vine that connects us all, the universal thread, holding us all together, woven into our hearts. There is an unfurling happening, a blossoming, an opening, allowing the life force to flow through us all as we each tune into the burgeoning beauty that is requesting our kind attention and astute unveiling. Like a fiddlehead awakening into its mature essence, infused with the aged wisdom carried through worlds before, the deep knowing embedded with pearls and music created by the elements over time. This is a time of remembering through the dance that is emerging from your deepest core. It is a dance of untold stories, unexpressed notes on the keys of this cosmic harpsichord. Did you know that life as you know it is an illusion? This is important to highlight, as so many of your struggles are the result of a long mathematical equation that began with false assumptions, disingenuous intentions, and manipulative meddling. You, however, no longer have to carry the remainder, the leftover fractionated pieces of what once was. Part of this illusion is the idea that you can only access the crumbs. So many suffering because of the false narrative that is depriving most of their truth and livelihood. There are many different faces of this false narrative, all serving to maintain the levels of disconnection so that steering the grand ship is easier to control. But you already feel this, deep within, a seed of knowing that had no words nor explanation of its origin. And perhaps you feel the unfurling, the enlivening of something deep and ancient and beautiful. Perhaps it scares you, because it heralds a new kind of beginning that inevitably means an end to an old. Perhaps the fear you feel is of your own prayer, power, and connection. Or perhaps it is the fear of the false forms that feel their descent into a slow death. Be patient with yourself and with others. Be kind to hearts unfurling. It is a disorienting process, one that can lead into turbulent waters. Sing the song of your heart. Allow it to sway your body, inform your next step, the turn of your head. Pay attention to where this song leads you and with whom. To be lost is a misunderstanding and misnomer. To be lost is not possible. This sensation, this feeling of being lost, as you may be experiencing it is simply a misplaced perspective that elicits a sense of disconnection. You are misplaced in the great perspective of your life, energetically surfing the liminal space between what is true to your soul and the accumulated not-self projections that alter your experience of so-called reality. If you are feeling lost, it is a good idea to release and eliminate as much noise as you can from your inner and outer environment. As painful as it can be to be alone with yourself, it is necessary to break through the conditions, distortions, and disharmonious forces. If it in any way feels like a danger to be truly by yourself, enlist a trusted companion on your journey back home, the true promised land. We'd love to touch further upon this illusion of reality and the separation you feel from those departed and those unseen beings that are directly influencing your experience. With most chronic, long-standing challenges, there is almost always unseen forces and influences at play. This pertains to both personal, physical, and psychological challenges, as well as collective chronic diseases that plague humanity. Ignorance in this matter does not lead to bliss. Perhaps the synthetic illusory bliss that serves as a consumptive distractor, yes. True bliss, however, is a quality of experience that lives in the heart. It is a remembering, a state of oneness, embodiment of one's fullest expression in the present. It is the awareness that the present is the only real moment, that it is connected to all other moments, past and future, multidimensional, quantum. It is a communion with all versions of yourself and full acceptance of them. The point of life is not to find this so-called bliss destination of oneness. It is to allow it to unfurl within and find you. Can you stay in stillness long enough to be found? Stillness is not about lack of movement or doing. Although, in many cases, this can be helpful, stillness is maintaining a steady, harmonious, and coherent energetic frequency that syncs with the rhythms of nature and creates a magnetic field in collaboration with the natural world, much like joining the Great Symphony with your solo instrument and weaving your thread through the great tapestry. This energetic frequency is pure, the purest expression of you there ever can be. If you've been feeling lost or mired by the heaviness of this perceived reality, we invite you to experience true stillness for yourself. Ask your heart sincerely how to access stillness. Listen, and then follow it. While it may not be easy, you may be surprised at how simple the answer is. And that was our reading for April. And this particular experience of this reading, as I was receiving it, it was a mix of imagery and emotion, movement, and words. One of the things that I felt the most in this was this sense of being lost, this disorientation process, and the heaviness that we can feel from this perceived experience of being lost. One of the things that I think about with this full moon that we just experienced, which was the full moon in Libra on Sunday, is that This is a beautiful moon for bringing some sweet medicine to our experience and connecting us to others in relationship or our communities that can support us. Remembering that we are not meant to do this alone, that we are here as part of a collective experience. And the Libra full moon, or the worm moon, carries some beautiful energies for healing and protection and harmony. As we start the new astrological year, the new zodiac wheel with Aries season, we're experiencing the end of so much that has been accumulating over the past year, and a lot of things that came to a natural death, an end process toward the end of the Pisces season. So here it really feels as though the Libra energy of this full moon is supporting us in finding this balance between the old of what once was, as our guides describe in our reading, and the new state of what will be and what could be. We also have the energies of Chiron and Venus that played along with the full moon, and Chiron is the asteroid known as the Wounded Healer. Represents the wounds that we come into this life with and those that we inherit along the way and what we might be working on in this lifetime. In Libra, as the zodiac of balance and partnership, this full worm moon that we experienced, the worms also connected in with these sacred beautiful beings, these worms that come through the soil that help to build and compost so much of the matter, the decaying matter that is ready to die in order to create a fertile environment for new life to sprout through. And so this moon also being sort of like this fertilizer to support our relationships, whether they're new relationships or the fruits of the relationships that we have already cultivated. Today, Monday, we are in a waning gibbous moon in Libra. So we're still in the energy of Libra. And Libra, when we look at the body, is connected in with the kidneys, the ureter, the urinary bladder, and also the pancreas. And when we think about the importance of the kidneys, not just the physical importance, which is incredibly important when we look at their role in clearing and filtering our blood and maintaining homeostasis and balance within our bodies, with the fluids of our bodies, but also through various lenses, and specifically the traditional Chinese medicine lens, the kidney is the powerhouse of the body. It supplies that reserve of energy to any organ, any part of our body that is running low on qi, and qi being that vital life force that runs through us. So when I think about ways to nourish and bring in even more love, any potential wounding that we might be carrying with our kidneys, and remember, just atop our kidneys are our adrenal glands, I think about friendships and how wonderful for your health your friendships are. And I know that I myself am and have been guilty of not fully showing up, allowing work and life events to take precedence, and take more time and energy and space in my own life. And so one of my intentions, especially this year and setting in the beginning of this astrological year, is to reconnect and nourish my friendships. I know that I have that longing. And so it's now about taking those steps and creating that space in my calendar and in my life. In terms of food and medicine, I think about nettles. Nettles is appropriate here also because nettles is an Aries plant. If we want to look at the rulership of nettles, when we look at the planets, it's Mars. It's a very Martian type of plant. And a signature of Mars plants is the jagged leaves, serrations, but also how nettles, topically, if you run into nettles, it's going to be inflammatory and irritating and stinging. And so that's a very Mars type of quality. And yet when you take it internally, it's very cooling and anti-inflammatory and soothing for fiery excess states. Nettles is a strong ally for strengthening the kidneys and toning a lot of other areas, the lungs, the intestines, the arteries. It helps to restore the adrenal system and just bring overall vitality in it. It's super nutrient dense, mineral dense, so the hair and the skin love nettles. And doing a nutritive infusion with nettles, like a really long steeped infusion with nettles, is going to be super nourishing. And it's great for those who maybe want to stabilize blood sugar, and bringing in minerals in food form that are highly bioavailable. Nettles is really like a multivitamin and multi-minerals, and it's very easy for our bodies to absorb. And of course, nettles are also coming up around this time in the springtime too, so they are available for us to work with. Again, even though nettles on the outside, when you touch them, they can be fiery and hot, but when you're bringing them in, they can be somewhat cooling. And they can also be drying because they're a bit of a diuretic. So you want to make sure that you're bringing in something that might be moistening if you tend to dry too much, or something that brings a punch of warmth if you're extra cool. And someone like myself, I tend toward like excess vata, if we're talking about in through from an Ayurvedic perspective, and cooling. So with my foods and herbs, I want to bring in more warming food. So I'm going to have nettles typically with a slice or two of fresh ginger or a little bit of cinnamon to make it a little bit warmer. Another beautiful way to bring in nettles in this time is with nettle pesto. And yeah, any kind of pesto in my book is delicious, and you can play around with different kinds of herbs to work with that. So while I love basil pesto, I love the mineral-rich flavor of nettle pesto. So try it out if you have not. All right, so let's come back to our cosmic map. And we are talking about April. So when we come into April, April 1st, April Fool's Day, we will be in a waning gibbous moon in Sagittarius. After maximum illumination with the full moon, it begins to decrease gradually in its light. And the waning gibbous moon is a wonderful time to focus on supporting whatever else that has come up to be released, in supporting the process of that, because it doesn't just take a day of that full moon. It takes a whole season and year and beyond, right? So we want to look at the energetics that are really supportive of how to work with some of the wounds and some of the things that have come up to be looked at or to be released. And the waning gibbous moon is an opportunity for us to continue that process of releasing, and also completing things. Later this month, we also have our new moon in Aries. We talked a bit about that. I'll probably tune in with the Aries moon closer to that time on the podcast. And then our full moon in Scorpio on the 26th of April. I'm extra excited about some of the upcoming interviews that I have on the Future Wild podcast with some brilliant, amazing people that I love. I love their work, and I'm so excited to share them with you. And if there is a specific theme or topic or something that you want to learn about, I would love to hear from you. We have the editorial calendar lining up, and I just want to make sure that I am in service to what it is that you are most wanting support around. So let me know. Shoot me an email, hello@wildlyrooted.com, or head on over to Instagram. You'll find me at my handle @wildlyrooted. You can always hop over on the Facebook group, the Feed Your Wild Coven, where we can continue the conversation and discussion, especially around these monthly Akashic readings, and check in with others who are in the collective with you and receiving these messages right alongside you. So you get to connect with other folks around the world. You can click the link in the show notes to go and head over to the Facebook group. And I hope that this message inspires you to experience a bit more stillness in this upcoming month of April. And one thing that I would encourage you to do is to pay attention and witness how stillness occurs in nature. Because when we're looking at nature, it's always moving, always buzzing, especially the springtime, right? And I think it's easier to see this stillness and to feel it energetically in the wintertime. But the stillness that we received this message about in this particular reading had much more to do with an energetic quality and not so much about the doing. So that's my assignment to you, to tune into the nature around you, whether that is your houseplant or your front lawn or the forest in your backyard, if you are so lucky, or the waves of a body of water or a creek. Or perhaps it's the sky, and that's really the closest to nature that you have available to you. Tune in and see if you can find the stillness within that environment. I'd love to hear your reflections, so be sure to reach out if you are so inclined. And I'll see you next week for another episode of Feed Your Wild. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world, because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.